Hockey Insider brought to you by Finance. It's a big day for Darren Dreger. I'm shocked he's on the show. I figured he'd have big plans. His wife would have something planned for
him. Probably at a barbecue and a couple deep, though. But he can still chat.
I would think so.
With his new goatee.
He's got the goatee going. He's 50 years old. Happy birthday, Dregs.
Hey, guys. Yeah, very exciting day. You know what I'm doing right now?
Cleaning up,
talking to you.
Cleaning up giant dog crap in your yard.
No, that's coming later. I'm in a U-Haul. I got this little four-cylinder cube van matted. Screaming down Avenue Road, I had to move my daughter into her new apartment for university. And today was the only day we could do it. So my wife, Holly, my daughter, Katie, and myself are spending my 50th birthday jammed in a U-Haul moving.
Dude, you make enough money. Get two men in a truck.
You know, it's bonding time.
It's
you know that. You like to spend time
touch.
With your girls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You'll be doing that in a few years, right? When your girls go off to university, you'll be right there. You think so?
Oh, yeah. I'll be moving there.
You'll be out of here.
Hey, you know, so I don't want to give up too much information, disclose full location of my daughter's new apartment, but it's like a pitching wedge from the brass rail.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Well, also from also from Barbarian Steakhouse, so she has your visa.
Exactly.
She can run up the bill there,
watch
too.
Yourself, man. There's some expensive spots.
Exactly.
How much do you got to pay, Dregs? Like, do you got to pay for everything? Like, do you got to pay for the university and, like...
Yeah,
What about,
you know, again, full disclosure, because I'm not hiding anything. It is what it is. An apartment, it's a nice little two-bedroom, brand-new condo, concierge service, the whole bit. $2,700 a month. Now,
wow.
She's got a roommate, but that's the going rate. I mean, anything around the UT or Ryerson, that's what you pay.
That's
so,
Toronto.
Like,
man.
What about side cash? Like, does she have a job, or does she say, "Dad, give me money"? Like, I want to know what this. What we all have dogs.
Yeah, you're preparing for this. So is Noodles.
Yeah,
isn't far behind either. Yeah. It happens that quickly. Yeah, she's got a job. She works at Royal Ashburn. She works at the golf course. She knows nothing about golf, but she works in the pro shop. So how much of a side deal is it? Not a lot. My thinking is, as long as she can keep her bank account alive and well, if she can get out of university with a little bit of cash in her pocket, then she's farther ahead than most.
Yeah, it's a pretty good spot.
Exactly.
Pretty good spot to be in.
I'm going to give my kids $200,000 when they're 19 and say that's all you get.
Forever for life?
Yeah. Do you want it now or do you want to wait till 30?
Well, guess what they're going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're going to be calling you at 20 saying, you know what?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's out of here.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, man.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, buy them a condo or something.
You got to pace yourself.
Exactly. I agree with
that. I want
to
punch you in the face.
Why?
I don't know.
What's your problem today?
I don't know.
You should have heard the conversation we just had in the break. I'll text you afterwards, Dregs. You
right,
will
buddy,
not
I
be even
hear.
Remotely surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's ready to cash in his chips. And somehow it's my fault. It's my fault that he's got to be in here working. That's the best part. That's why you want to hit me, because you're in here and you think it's my fault.
We got Dregs calling in. It's his 50th birthday, and we're wasting his time.
It's so ridiculous.
Dregs,
anyway.
Is this draft going to be any good? You guys have been promising us the last 4 years the draft is going to be hopping, and they always stink. What's going to go on at this one?
Well, I mean, Oliver Ekman-Larsson signing, or at least agreeing verbally to his 8-year extension with Arizona, hurts a little bit, because that would have added some drama and some intrigue, or more of it anyway, because I would have thought he would have been a tradable commodity, but that's not the case anymore. I mean, the shenanigans going on in Ottawa,
yeah,
I mean, that's got to liven things up. I mean, we reported last week, and in part we knew that, you know, these allegations were in play. But Mike Hoffman is going to be traded. And now that, you know, Erik Karlsson and his wife are involved in all of this, you know, maybe Karlsson says, you know, I've had enough. Like, I'm not going to sign here long term. Let's get this done sooner than later. Again, that's just wild speculation, but that's what some of the storylines going into the draft are all about. And, you know, we haven't even touched on what the Islanders might do. So right. I think that there's a fair bit of promise going in.
Dregs, you just talked about Mike Hoffman, and, you know, by all accounts, and you guys had reported that before, the Senators were shopping him for a while and probably couldn't get the deal that they liked at the deadline. But, you know, in light of what's going on with his fiance and you know the allegations in there.
Yeah.
We were saying this yesterday. I still believe there will be a suitor for an NHL suitor
right.
for him, but like, are you of the belief? Are you gonna or do you think that? I mean, Hayes and O think that.
Right now,
he's kind
happen.
Of untradeable because it's of the uncertainty of this pending whatever it is lawsuit or what's going on.
Well, look, you know, I'll speak on behalf of a couple of general managers who I reached out to today, and the instant reaction was that's a tough ad. You know, again, just given the uncertainty. But look, I mean, in this case, there's guilt established before innocence has been fully considered. And it, you know, whatever's gone on there had to be bad enough for the Carlsons to seek the legal help that they have.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mike Hoffman's fiance has not been charged with anything. So she's not guilty until she's proven guilty. So there might be some general managers, some teams that would have had considerable interest that say, all right, well, we're still interested because the guy's a hell of a hockey player. He'd be a great add to our club. But let's let this legal nonsense kind of get sorted before we close that deal. So, you know, making that move on the draft floor in Dallas in the next week and a half, that might be a bit of a stretch. But I don't think Mike Hoffman will be in an Ottawa Senators uniform next year.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I don't right. see how... It, by all accounts, he was on the trade block anyway, and now this might accentuate the idea that you've got to move on from him. I just feel like until if you're a prospective GM in the league and you're thinking of acquiring him, at the very least, you've got to get to the bottom of this, I think.
No,
you know,
kidding,
I think you've got to say, like, I got to meet with Hoffman, maybe even meet with his fiance.
The whole,
right.
yeah,
because
absolutely.
It just, like, what happens if you acquire him and then in 2 weeks it's like,
yeah
it was her, and it turns out Hoffman knew about it the whole That's just a really difficult thing to sell to your fan base.
I agree with that, but now let's bring it back into Ottawa. You know, Pierre Dorion is going to want to rebuild this team as quickly as he can, right?
He's also
going
to want to drink.
Yeah, well, I think that goes without saying. But how do you attract free agents to Ottawa? Like, any married dude or any guy who's got a girlfriend or a fiance is going, yeah, I don't know, I want to be a part of that. Like, what is going on there? I mean, you guys tell me, Noodles. Oh, I mean, you know, when you guys were in the game, you weren't married. Now, maybe, O-Dog, you were in the later stages. But,
nope.
You know, this nonsense, like, did any of this even come close to happening? This is, I haven't touched this story until today for the most part, just because it was so bizarre and wild that I didn't even want to get involved in it.
Well, when we played Dregs, there wasn't Instagram, there wasn't social media,
right.
there was clearly wives' rooms, and there was spats in there, but it seemed to be a lot lesser degree. It was like, there's always one girl that thought she ran the wives' room, and then order other people around, or blah, 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 but never to this extreme.
No, some of the arguments, sir, the spats that I encountered throughout my career, and I only had a girlfriend at the time, at various times, was more petty.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, this wife said that to somebody else or criticized, or this one drank too much and got a little out of hand, or, you know, it was the petty stuff. This was vicious. This is
dark.
This is a dark place. It's a whole nother level. So that's where I was having a tough time processing it, because I've seen other things happen in rooms, but again, it when I played 10 years ago, social media wasn't prevalent, so everything kind of happened face to face, or it'll bubble over and there was a face to face confrontation. This isn't the case.
No, I hear you, but and just for the record, you know, when I first got wind of this, and this has been frankly percolating in Ottawa for quite some time. You know, the fact that, you know, the news division of the Ottawa Citizen broke the story yesterday, that doesn't mean that people weren't paying attention and gossiping about it, you know, around the Ottawa Senators and throughout media in Ottawa. And so before we went to insider trading in Vegas last week, I spoke to some people that I trust about the Hoffman trade rumor, and I had heard that there was something going on between Erik Karlsson's wife and Mike Hoffman's fiance, and I checked it with people, you know, pretty close with Hoffman, and I was told flat out that it wasn't true, that there was no evidence to support it. But, you know, whether or not that information thrown at me, you know, can be attached on a timeline to what was reported yesterday, and it's just the legal process that takes so long that finally the media in Ottawa got a hold of it because it got into the courts and then it becomes, you know, public knowledge. I'm not sure. But again, I just want to remind all that, you know, this lady is innocent until proven guilty, even though the allegations are just horrendous.
Yeah. With Darren Dreger, a hockey insider, sticking to the trade bait board and the idea of big names being out there on the market, Milan Lucic's name has come up a lot recently. What's the latest on his situation, and what's your read on how badly Edmonton would like to unload Milan Lucic?
Well, I think they'd like to get rid of him in the sense that they'd like to get rid of the contract. And maybe this is part of a tactic, though, to get Milan Lucic to dig in a little bit. You know, maybe lose 15, 20 pounds, try and add a little speed to the game that he has left. I mean, there are many who still value Milan Lucic. And, you know, even though he doesn't play that deterrent role, that enforcer role on a game-in, game-out basis, you know, he's still a deterrent when he's in the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers. And, you know, as we saw, you know, Ryan Reeves and even Tom Wilson to some degree, although, you know, Tom Wilson has emerged into being a top liner, at least a top six forward for the Washington Capitals, he can play with that gritty, tough edge to him as well. So people are wondering whether that's why Peter Chiarelli or the Edmonton Oilers are floating this out there. Maybe there'll be a team that jumps, but I got to believe that any team that is considering Milan Lucic in the years that he has remaining on his contract at $6 million annual, they need a sweetener. They need something significant. And I had a scenario, and look, I'm not saying that this is going to happen, and I don't even know that the Carolina Hurricanes would have interest, but maybe if Edmonton were to throw in Puljujärvi to go along with Milan Lucic and maybe something else, a high pick, man, could they find a way to get Noah Hanifin from the Carolina Hurricanes or Justin Falk? I mean, you know, at least this way you've got Puljujärvi who can saddle up next to Sebastian Aho, and you know, you've got Milan Lucic who could protect some of the small forwards of the Hurricanes. Again, that's the kind of wild speculation that happens this time of year.
Well, even I'll just climb on top of that. What about Skinner? They need help on that left side, right? And Skinner's a guy who's coming up, and he's you know, a really good player.
And they want to move Skinner.
Right. You know?
Why wouldn't they, Dregs? They're so good, they can just get rid of talented people.
That's Carolina. What about the Maple Leafs in terms of their approach? Like, we were talking about this earlier. If Bozak walks and, you know, Dominic Moore and Plekanec, they're not going to be in the fold. That's third and fourth line center up for grabs. Yeah. Pollock is going to be out. That's a top six defenseman. You need to fill that role.
Yeah.
I mean, those are some pretty big holes. What do you think their plan of attack is going to be?
Good question. And I don't know. I mean, they're lucky at all aspects of the organization and filling the holes, you know, left by the guys that you've mentioned, Brian. You know, that has to be top of mind, but so too is going through this myriad of contracts that you've got to deal with. And, you know, I'm going to touch more on this tomorrow on Insider Trading, but, and we've dealt with it on the show before. I don't think I'm the only one who's fascinated by how things are going to turn out with Mitch Marner and Auston Matthews and William Nylander. And I get the sense that the Leafs will give Auston Matthews whatever he wants, pretty much. But they're not going to be nearly as giving with Mitch Marner. And if that's the case, buckle up, boys, because we're going to have lots of radio fodder.
Mm-hmm.
That one's going to go sideways.
Well, he's a confident kid. And he's a good player. Yeah. He's a really good player.
That's where we had a spirited debate in Jerry's about him. And that's you're right. It's going to be a lot of locker room talk or water cooler talk about it because it's not going to get solved right away.
No. And he's confident enough. He'll happily go into the final year of his entry level deal, and he'll do whatever he can. And who's going to doubt him? Of putting up another big number year. And then he's got the Leafs entirely by the you-know-whats. And even statistically now, I've had some analysis sent my way, which I can share with you guys later, but it's fairly staggering in terms of the players that he exceeds. You know, I mean, Jack Eichel has nothing on Mitch Marner from a productivity perspective. And, you know, as we know, Jack Eichel's $10 million flat. So if Austin Matthews is going to get 11 or north of 11, he's going to get less than McDavid. But let's say he gets 11, 11 and a half. I'm not so sure Marner isn't pushing for 10 and a half.
Wow.
Maybe more.
Well, he can push for it all he wants. I mean, that's where at some point the Leafs have got to, they're going to counter too. But
yeah, that's
going to be.
We need to buckle up. This could be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, it will be. Good stuff, buddy. Happy birthday. Thanks for doing this.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Dregs.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Darren Dreger, a hockey insider, brought to you by Finance It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt, then break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance It.